You're listening to 90.3 WMSC, Upper Montclair, New Jersey. Bobby Rio and Michael Stout, the boys who put the extra boom in your box.
Yeah, we are here.
They are here now.
Here and live on the radio.
In the new and improved studio. Three mics now?
Yeah, three mics. It feels a lot more spaced out. I'm enjoying it.
Everyone's got headphones now?
Yeah, we're like the Jeffersons.
It's like Christmas, only with equipment.
Christmas with equipment? I think we're moving on up like the Jeffersons. I like that.
Yes, yes. So what are you guys gracing us with this week?
Oh, well, actually, you know, obviously we did want to talk a little about the Pickup Artist 2, and so we decided that we'd do a casting video right here in the studio because, you know, I don't have a video up yet.
So you might as well.
So I have a list of questions that VH1 wants me to answer, which I will right now. It says, who are you? It says, I am Michael Stout. That is my name. What is your name, age, occupation, hometown? Okay, I'm a webmaster, I guess. Tech geek.
Internet person.
I'm from Montclair, Bloomfield area, New Jersey. And what was that last one? Oh, I'm 31.
Okay.
Okay, just the facts. Have you ever appeared on a reality show? No, I have not. I never really had a desire to be on a reality show. But being that I do run that blog with Bobby Real here, my faithful companion, I do have a big desire to be on this show. If I could have one of Mystery's skills, what it would be? I'm thinking that it would be his awesome magic tricks, because he's really good at magic.
Now, you were telling me before that he's got, like...
Yeah, he's...
Like, he makes, like, things disappear? Like, what kind of magic
are
we talking
about? Yeah,
he does,
like, all these, like, watch stopping and stuff like that, which I was able to do and stuff like that
once or twice, but
I would like to learn.
Mike went through a really long period where he was obsessed with learning Mystery's magic tricks.
Yeah, I wanted to learn. I wanted to learn the magic tricks.
Do you remember when you showed me how you bend quarters, like with quarter bending
and
demons?
Yes, and that's right. And you believe me?
I was amazed, amazed.
And so I did master
self tying shoelace. I remember that.
That's right. You know, all right. So I knew a few magic tricks. I learned a few, but I would like to learn his. Okay, why should he choose me over the other candidates? Now I've been thinking about this question a lot. We are not pickup artists. We are not, you know, I don't run that site to be a goo or anything like that. And yes, we can get girls, you know, we can meet girls and pick up girls, but we can't get the girls we want.
All the time.
And that's what I think it's about. I mean, if Mystery can really show everybody how to get women and how to do it.
The show is called The Pickup Artist.
The Pickup Artist.
Not the guys who are all right with girls. The Pickup Artist. At the end of the show... You should be a pickup artist.
I mean, it's easy to get a bunch of guys who aren't comfortable speaking to girls to get a phone number. But it's not easy to get a bunch of guys that are already getting phone numbers to get the right numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it comes into. And that's why we feel that Michael Stout, me, should be on The Pickup Artist.
I think so.
I think it'd be a good show.
I think the show would be a lot more entertaining.
A lot more. I won't cry. I promise. I'm not going to cry. Not like last season.
Yeah, I think that guys will like it more because hopefully Mike will be bringing some girls back to that mansion and make it a little funner to watch at the end of the night.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could see, you know, Beauty and the Geek, you know, those other TV shows. Like, they have this thing, like, I don't want to root for, like, some loser. I want to root for the guy who's making everyone else look bad, you know? Like, it's not a competition when everyone's a loser.
Well, yeah, and who's to say they can't pick a bunch of guys that are decent to elevate their game?
Right.
I think that'd be a better show. Don't people want to learn from watching this?
Exactly. I want to learn. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a pickup artist either. In fact, maybe even less so than you guys because I really have no concept of the entire industry. But, like, I could go on a TV show and I don't need 3 weeks to learn how to, like, say hello to people in a bar. Like,
no, you don't. You don't. Or to get a phone number that might be fake, or more times than none will be fake if you haven't really...
Hey, Brady kissed a stripper last year.
He did.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
I don't even want to, like, start on that whole thing.
Oh, my God. It doesn't even make sense to me, though, you know?
I had this whole
great
thing.
Great deal. You scored. You kissed a stripper.
I know. It's like...
You know, you walk into the strip club, you kiss you.
Yeah. So I guess that now that whole thing's out of the way.
I had to get that video out.
I know you've been putting the video off for a while.
I've been putting it off for a while. I needed to get it out.
Like, you had all these great ideas. You're like, you know what, let's just do it.
Yeah.
So what is the rest of the show about tonight?
We were going to discuss the idea that it's really confidence that is more important in your game than it is learning routines, learning openers, learning anything. It starts with the inside, and we wanted to talk about that. Building your game from the inside out is kind of like the theme of this week's broadcast.
You know, as everyone likes to call it, the inner game, which is really just having your head and your life together.
I mean, the term inner game has become synonymous with pickup, but it kind of deals with sports too. You know, you watch like baseball and you see like when Alex Rodriguez is going through his slump, it's not because his skills at baseball are any worse. It's mentally that he's lost his confidence. And when you lose your confidence, no matter how much skills you learned over the longest period of time, doesn't mean anything.
And girls are also, they're kind of like dogs, to use a really bad analogy, but like when you're with dogs, and like if you're scared of dogs, the dogs know that, and they
can smell your fear.
They smell fear. And girls, like, if you have nothing to lose and you're full of confidence, they, like, within five sentences, they know that you have nothing to lose and you're full of confidence, versus like that, you know, I'm scared of dogs, and then the dog just, you know, get vicious on you.
Yes. No, you're right. It's they can smell your fear. And we were talking before, is like, you can't build it backwards. You can't start with all these pickup lines and go out and fake it, because you might meet someone. You might, you know, get to know someone. But the minute they get to know you, they're going to realize that you're a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, half these pickup artists, remember we had 26, Barry Kirky on the show, and he was telling me how he got depressed. And then I read another blog the other day about how a bunch of guys were getting depressed, or this one guy, Sean, something's leaving the business. And you can't fake it, you know. And if you're teaching guys and you're not teaching them to build their inner game first and to be confident, this stuff's not going to work. And you probably feel bad teaching it, because now you're teaching a bunch of guys just lines and just routines, when you really should be teaching them their inner game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen it so often in college particularly, because a lot of guys come to college out of high school with absolutely no confidence. None at all. They come that they're virgins. And, you know, with my social scene that these guys would come into, and very quickly, because of drinking, because of partying, because college is just an easy place to you know, score, it's a little easier. And next thing these guys are is their confidence goes sky high. And these same guys, their skill set didn't change. It's just that once they've had a few success, their confidence goes up, and now they're totally different people.
Yeah, and they have the confidence to approach those other girls. It just comes with it. You know, you can start out with a few routines, but you can't use that as everything.
Yeah, I give guys advice when they ask about that, and I say, yeah, routines are good, because if you don't have anything to say to a girl and you go out and you're just talking to them, your confidence is going to gradually build that way, because you're making some progress. The problem with routines is that you, without the inner game confidence being built, you lose very quickly when it comes to like sealing the deal. You know, you may get a phone number, but that self-doubt creeps in so quickly that you'll probably never actually wind up on a date with her, because you'll bug out the first time she doesn't call you back. You'll snap judgment, you know.
I mean, even if you get a date or two with her, once she realizes that you have nothing going on but 500 bookmarked pickup artist sites, you're done. You know, it's good to be interested in progressing your game, but let's face it, none of it's going to work without inner game. None of it's going to work if you're not confident.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest improvement in my game, I would say, came along the lines of building the confidence and then going forward with like a cocky, funny approach, because it felt natural to me. And that really kind of like stepped it up. Whereas when you're just practicing routines and stuff, it does work, but you gotta know when to become yourself, and that's kind of what we want to focus on.
And that's kind of why we threw that post up about that inner game transformation thing. We're just seeing if some people want to go, because that's, you know, this industry is missing that motivational get your life together stuff. You know, why do you think these other industries are so popular with seminars and always are popular? You know, that's where you should be going. You know, you should go to a pickup artist seminar after. You should go to a life-changing seminar with, like,
Anthony Robbins
or one of those crews, because that is where you're really...
Life coach Justin Buffer,
PTLcoaching.com. But that's really where you're going to get ahead. It really is. You got to change your mindset.